Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everybody, and welcome to the first episode of 2024 of The Match Diaries with your hosts, Cara and Leo.
Woohoo! This is definitely not take two of the intro.
No, lol, I fucked up the first time, but we don't talk about it, okay? Also, for some reason, when I started the call, there was balloons all over the screen.
So I know!
It's feeling like a New Year's episode.
I really enjoy that FaceTime just sometimes surprises us. Like, we cannot plan it. We can't, like, make it into happening. That was bad English. You know what I mean? But sometimes it'll, like, just do thumbs ups, balloons.
I feel like it's hearts. Listening. And it's like, that was FaceTime being like, you know what? She needs a bit of encouragement for this
She
intro.
Does. She needs a bit of hyping up. So, as we all do.
Thanks, FaceTime. You know?
Thank you, Apple, for watching us. For literally watching us. And, it's AI.
How so privileged whatever. They get to see our podcast in video.
I know. Them. Wow. They're the first ones.
They get a better experience than our listeners.
This is a premiere experience. They actually get to see the video as well.
Exactly.
Little do they
wow.
know.
And for free, damn.
They're lucky bastards.
Lucky, lucky AI.
Those over there. Okay. So, if you listened to our last episode, which was pretty cool, if I do say so myself.
pretty rad.
You would know that we do this every year. Every year, we do two episodes, which are Past Year Reflection. That was last week's episode. Or are we releasing... Yeah, we're releasing them, like, in two different weeks, right? We're not releasing them in, like,
yeah.
in the same week. Okay.
No.
And all of, like, your guys' voice notes would have also been included, which is always the best part of any episode every single year. And in this episode, we're gonna go over next year's... I feel like, obviously, we're gonna probably call it, like, resolutions, but it's more just, like, also, like, intentions, like, the vibe yeah. we're setting, all of that. All of that.
Exactly. Also, I'm very much in the mood because I've just spent 30, 40 minutes making my vision board. So I'm very... very... I feel positive about it, actually. I feel like I was a bit nervous going into... Like, when we were reflected on 2023 after the call, I was talking to Leo and I was like, oh, I'm a bit worried for 2024. Like,
yeah,
I don't know what's going to happen. But making the vision board also made me realize that all I want at the end of the day is, like, the cute, like, moments yeah. With friends and family and connections. So it's not going to be as scary, I think, as I think, you know?
It's never as scary as you think it is.
No. So I'm excited. It's a new year.
I saw a really cool quote by this artist, and I probably will, like, butcher it, but I literally saw it today, and she was saying that she was like, all my life, I've been absolutely terrified, but I did everything anyways. I just thought that was so
I
cool.
I love
like,
it.
You can, I don't know. It's kind of brave. Like, it's so brave to just be scared, but then just doing everything
do it
you
anyways.
Want to do and not letting it stop you. And we're both big vision board girlies, so we're going to post both of our vision boards on Instagram, TikTok, the works. If you don't follow us on TikTok, you actually should, because we've been posting a lot on there. And we've now been like...
Yeah.
We've now kind of said, okay, we're going to take turns in terms of week, so maybe that'll make it, like, different in terms of content as well, so it's fun. You'll, like, be hearing the same amount from both of us.
And yeah.
It's a lot of book content, like random life stuff, all of it. But anyways, we'll post our vision boards. And I'm excited to see yours, like the end result. And we both make it on Pinterest pretty much, right? So, and you've been using, tell us about what you've been using, because I've been very intrigued and I want to use it.
What is it called? It is, Shuffles. So I was on Pinterest and then I like saw that people were making collages on this Shuffles app. And I was like, okay, let me try it out. And it is quite fun because it links to your Pinterest. So you can make a bunch of boards and then you open the app and then it's very easy to transfer any of the photos. And then it automatically, if it sees like an object in a photo, it can, it automatically like cuts it out for you. So you can have either a wallpaper or whatever that's like a bunch of little objects, or you can just put the whole photo as it is, which is how I made my, I made a wallpaper this year, which I've never done for vision boards, but I'm excited.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. I want to find out if there's a desktop version as well, because I normally make my vision board like on Canva on my desktop because I enjoy the experience more. But let's see, because I also, if you don't want to use Shuffles, or maybe if you want to do like a wallpaper for your laptop, which I normally do, Canva can highly recommend. It's also super easy. You do have to like download the photos, and then
that's the only obstacle is like having to download the photos, but again it's fun.
But it's also a fun activity.
Yeah, I agree.
I really enjoy it.
Honestly, it's really, it's put me in a good mood. I recommend. Yeah.
Pinterest is such a good platform. I always feel very inspired.
I wish we were sponsored by Pinterest.
Sponsored by Pinterest.
2024 resolution, guys.
My god, that'd be fucking cool. That'd be dope.
Lol. But lol, that would be funny.
We have absolutely zero sponsors. We're sponsored by life itself.
The fuel of life gets us through and makes us post episodes, upload episodes.
Yes, baby. Also, we were talking about this, right? That, like, our kids are gonna have a proper archive of us in our 20s. Speaking about like what we're going through and everything.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm getting clogged up from my
Leo's sick.
But I feel like it's gonna be so cute.
Yeah, I had a moment back. a couple of weeks ago, but I was like, Leo, we're literally documenting us going through our 20s and like all our thoughts.
Yeah.
And also like I'm hoping one day my kid will be able to listen to this, and like if they're in their 20s and they want advice, like they can hear it from us as well, like going through it in our 20s. I don't know, I feel like it's such a cute thing.
It really is,
with the highs and lows. Like I don't know, it's even for us to look back at. Like I'm so excited to be older and to listen back and be like, wow.
I really hope the whole internet doesn't crash and discombobulate in me.
We need to find a way to have like to like secure all of this. Imagine if Spotify one day is like bankrupt, deleted. All the episodes are
so upsetting.
Gone.
We should like find a hard drive or something. We should and put it all on there.
In all seriousness, yes, we should. That's kind of scary.
Yeah. Although we also have them all on iTunes.
Yeah. Oh, I guess like you have half of it and I have half of it, you know?
Yeah.
At least
good.
We know that.
That's so. Double security. You know what I also find really interesting? One of like the things that my friends love to make fun of me for. Oh my god, my voice is actually like suffering. Anyways, one of the things that my friends love to make fun of me for, and Marco, is how much my accent has changed over the past couple of years, because I used to date someone English, and obviously I went to British uni and everything, and then I think when I moved to London, broke up with that, with said ex, and
with that
like had more international friends, then my accent became what it is now, which is no one knows. But anyways, if you go back to like our very first few episodes, we were looking at them yesterday, and oh my god, I sound so different. My accent is completely different. It now sounds so fake, like it just doesn't sound like me, but I know that was like my normal accent at the time. It's so weird.
Yeah, no, I love, even I was listening to your voice note the other day, and Yana was like, who's that? And I was like, Leo. And she was like, oh my god, Leo sounds different in every single voice note that you send. I feel like I don't notice it as shifting. Much because we talk all the time. But I think for someone that like doesn't hear your voice and then hears it after like a couple of months, it's so interesting.
So weird.
I don't think I've changed at all in terms of how I talk.
I agree.
I'm the same.
I don't know.
Consistency is key in my life.
I'm just changing. I think that's also pretty consistent in my life.
Change is consistent. Facts.
That's That's quite funny. But anyways, okay. I'd be curious if like some of you guys who've been listening to the beginning
have noticed
us changing.
I know.
Okay, so again, we've got like the same journal prompts that we kind of go through every year. And let's just get into it. First question is, what is one overarching intention you would like to set for this coming year? And potentially choose one word that reflects this. Okay, our word of the year. What have you chosen?
The word that I wanted 2023 to be was transformative.
Ooh,
and I was like, I want routines, waking up early, like being positive to myself, not being self-deprecating. I was in the full like self-care, like want to be a better person. This year, the words I have chosen is patience,
ooh,
love.
And that's growth.
And strength.
I love it.
I'm like, you know what? I know this year might have its ups and downs, and I just want to embrace everything as much as I can, be patient to whatever comes my way. And I also want to be strong. I don't know what that looks like, but I just want to have like strength in myself to know that whatever happens, I'm going to get through it. By being patient and just having love in my heart. And that's all I want.
I love it.
So three words, not one word. But we always do this, so it's fine.
Oh my god, you're such a cheater.
Oh my god, don't tell my mom. Okay, what are your intentions for this year?
You know what? I feel like the vibe is very similar. So love I was that. Like struggling to find like what is one intention that I wanted to go in. And then I went to yoga. And I've been going to this, like, specific class. It's, like, my second time I've gone. Because in the studio, which I always go to, I love it. It's called Bluebirds, if you're in Amsterdam. And they do one class, which is yoga and Reiki. And I don't know much about Reiki. I obviously know that it's to do with, like, energy healing and... But that's about it. That's all I know. All I know is that every time I go into this fucking class, I come out, like, profoundly affected. So...
Can I do that with you when I come visit?
Yes. I really enjoyed it so much. And yesterday, she comes around and we do like yin. It's basically a mix of yin yoga. So in these poses for a very long time. And then she sometimes comes around and like will touch you in specific places of your body. And obviously, honestly, like at some point she was like touching my head. And I swear I was like in a different dimension. Like I was swirling above my mind. It was crazy. And at that point, a song came on, which was all about like, release control, like surrender yourself. And I was like, you know what, I think that's exactly what I need. I mentioned this in the last episode as well, that I'm such a tightly wound person. I always really want to plan things, control things. I worry so much. Like I'm such a worrier and overthinker. I think it's one of my most toxic traits. And I just want to release stuff. I want to just see what life has to throw at me when I'm just being myself. And I was talking about this with my friend Ali, who's currently visiting, who's reading a book which I'm really intrigued to read. And once I read it, I will report back, because it's meant to like change your life. It also costs £60. So again, I will read it for you guys. I will take it upon myself. On Kindle, it only costs 30
euros. I will take it
upon
myself.
It's fat. It's literally like, it must be like over 1,000 pages long. But it's called Reality Trans Surfing, and it's supposed to be, life-changing. Wow. Anyway, she started reading it, and she was talking about how already she's only read, like, a couple of hundred pages. Already, it's very much about kind of just, you know, following your gut, living in tune with yourself, and then things will happen to you, you know? And then it does give, like, specific techniques that you can actually follow. And to be fair, like, for her, she's moving to Amsterdam now, or she's moved to Amsterdam now. And she started reading the book at the same time as like going through the move, and everything has happened so easily. Like she has found the perfect apartment. She has found the most amazing job with an amazing pay rise. Like everything is just really happening so perfectly. And obviously that could also just be a coincidence. But I also do believe that, you know, sometimes if like the energy that you put out into the world will come back to you. So I'm very intrigued in this book or the concepts behind it. Again, I will report back. But I think want to kind of bring that type of mentality into my life more next year and really just focus on my own life, not the ones going around me. Not in the sense that I don't care about what other people, like about other people, but just focusing on my life versus like in versus the comparison aspect, right? And getting too sucked into other people's stories. And also, again, similar to you, like just accepting that goals, circumstances, plans may change, and that's fine. And I also, okay, so this is kind of my unofficial word of the year. I am saying it's iconic because I kind of just want everything to be iconic.
You can make anything iconic, though.
Yes, this is exact. I just want to see everything as like part of my story. I just want to be like myself and just be like, yeah, you know what, this has happened and that's iconic, whatever. I just don't know what that's gonna look like, but I just wanna.
I love that. So I'm just picturing you being like ill and you're like, iconic. I have a cough, that's so iconic.
I just want to iconize everything in my life.
Iconize, is that a word?
It definitely isn't, but it's fine.
I like, you know, it, iconize.
So iconic of me to have just made up a word.
Wow, that's that is iconic.
So yeah, that's,
I love the word surrounded, though. I think that's what I mean by like patience. Like for me, that's actually probably the word that I was trying to think of. It just didn't come to mind. But true, I want to surrender to whatever happens. Like, I'm just gonna accept it.
I love that. Wow, we're on such a we're just riding the surrendering wave.
We should change our podcast name to Surrender.
Surrendering Diaries. It sounds really depressing.
Surrendering Diaries. My sister's coming in. What's up?
Aww. Does she want to say hi to the pod?
Do you want to say hi to the pod? Yada, what's your word of 2023? And what's your word of that, your intention word for 2024?
Trauma and healing.
Ooh.
Preach.
Lisa. Ooh.
That was very quick and on the spot.
That was very quick and on the spot.
Kara wants to start and finish.
No. Don't. We haven't gotten to that bit yet.
Oh, okay. Crochet and knit and embroider and cross stitch.
Bye.
Love you. Thanks. She came in. She brought me some cake. My dad made some cake earlier.
Oh, that's iconic.
You've iconized my evening, my darling.
Oh my god. Let's see how many days it takes for me to, for everyone in my life to be sick and tired of me saying iconic.
Love that. Okay.
Okay. Next question. What are three ways you will push yourself out of your comfort zone in 2024?
Okay, you answer it because I'm eating cake.
Iconic. Okay. So my first one is languages. So I already told this to Kara, but I really want
to... No, but reflect on 2023.
Oh, reflect on 20. Okay, let me see what I wrote, actually. Haven't actually looked at this.
Like, did you push... did you do the things that you wanted
to do? Did I do it? I said improving my Italian, which I have.
Mm-hmm.
I said restarting my reflection habits, journaling, reading nonfiction, restarting therapy. I did not restart therapy. I did journal, but not, like, an extreme, extreme amount. Mm-hmm. I didn't read that much nonfiction, so... But I do think I reflected this year. Like, I... At least towards the last part of this year was I've been doing a lot of reflecting. The first part of this year, to be honest, like... Oh, no, the first part, yes. The middle part, no. The last part, yes again. I think it's because it's like summer and everything was wild, you know?
Yeah. Also, just because you're not journaling doesn't mean you're reflecting. Like, the yoga sessions that you're going through are reflective.
Through them.
You're going through it a lot, baby. That's iconic.
Funny. Anyways, I'll give myself a B for that. Oh, wait. What? Oh, no, I had another one. Pushing myself to question my negative/destructive thoughts. Oh, I put... It was like, e.g. podcast listeners don't like me as much. Everyone will notice my bad skin day. My friends think I'm boring.
Leo! That breaks my heart.
Sometimes I still think you guys don't like me as much, but that's okay.
Leo! Don't be dumb. You're literally being dumb.
But I do think I've questioned them this year.
I feel like they know you more than they know me, though.
I don't think so.
I was told off by my cousins, and they were like, there's red flags everywhere on your TikTok and on your Instagram. Because when I see it, Leo's the face of the brand. Where are you? And I was like, I don't like posting my face. So I got like a little lecture being like, is Leo the brand of the Matcha Diaries, or is it the both of you? And I was like, okay.
That is so facts.
I'll try more.
I'm expecting more. More Kara's face.
But I love you.
That's what you're gonna push, how you're gonna push yourself out of your comfort zone next year.
Love it. Okay.
Anyways, how I'm gonna do it next year? Languages. Basically, I wanna continue with my Italian, and I already said I think I wanna achieve B2 Italian level, which I feel like is a pretty decent level. That's what I had in Spanish after like 6 years of learning it. So I think I'd be pretty impressed with myself. I'd be happy if I have that by the end of this year, which I think is achievable.
I have faith.
And then I want to do more in German. I want to read a little bit more in German, and I want to start journaling in German. So we were talking about this actually before, that I was like just questioning what even is like my voice in German, or who even am I in German. And I wonder if more of you guys maybe feel this way, if you grew up bilingual
girlies can relate.
Yeah, and have like moved to one of those countries, if that makes sense. And I almost feel like the last time I properly fluently all the time spoke German, was surrounded by it 24/7, was when I was like 18 and younger. And ever since I was 18, I lived in majority only English speaking countries. And even like my friends from home also like moved abroad or can speak very good English. So even us would like speak maybe a mix. And yeah. I just feel like I really don't know. And my family's also very English-speaking because of my dad, who doesn't speak German. So I just feel like sometimes I'm like, I don't even know who I am in German anymore. Like, I've forgotten, like, what is my sense of humor in German? What is my personality like in German? Because the last time I had that was, like, I was so much younger. And you don't fucking say half of the words that I used to say anymore. You know, like, teenage slang and, you know, whatever I used to use. So I was thinking that to try and keep it up, like, and because I really don't enjoy listening to German podcasts. If anyone has, like, good podcast recommendations in German, then please do let me know. Mm-hmm. And I used to listen to, like, audiobooks in German, like, my childhood ones, because they put me to sleep instantly. Maybe German people will relate, but I used to listen to Drei Fragezeichen. And I still listen to them, like, every single night. So now I don't listen to them every single night. But, like, even just the intro melody, like, puts me to sleep. It's, like, I've been conditioned. Anyways, so I was like, okay, maybe if I try and journal in German, it'll help me, like, process my thoughts in German again, like, just...
I love that.
And then it's also two birds with one stone, because I journal, which is good for me, and I speak in German, which is good for me. So
I love that.
Then, second thing I want to do to push myself more out of my comfort zone, literary. I just want to continue on the trend that's been 2023 with, like, reading more complex books that might be out of my comfort zone. For Christmas, I got, like, the complete works of the Bronte sisters, which is, like, the most beautiful edition. It's, like, gold foiled, like, pages, and it's iconic. A chunky one. It's iconic, truly. And I just, yeah, I want to read books that push myself more. And I want to not only read books like that, but I definitely want to incorporate them more.
Yeah.
And, okay, I have written four ways. So I think the mindset we've already spoken about. So I'm going to say style. I want to find new combinations of clothes that I already own and kind of figure out just like my own personal style, which isn't dependent on trends and isn't dependent on like, and I'm sure that like it'll come and go, right? There'll be pieces of like, no matter what happens, you're always going to be subconsciously influenced by like what people are wearing around you, what's going on the internet. But I really want to find like almost like a timeless version of my wardrobe, which I can like build upon and combine. I'm sure I have like so much of it already, you know, but just finding clothes and a style that I feel really confident in myself in and... yeah, it doesn't feel as influenced by everything and as fleeting. So that's my ways. What about you?
Love it. Okay, so in 2023, I wanted to go to therapy, which I did. Check.
Woo!
I wanted to implement more good habits and stick with them. I said I did a little bit. I was more consistent with, like, my vitamins. I'm going to take that as a win. what else? I think I did push myself, like, winter months. I give myself credit. I definitely made more effort to go on, like, cold walks in the morning and get out of the house. I think I didn't become a hermit this winter. So, good job, Cara. Well done.
That's really good. I remember that was a big struggle for you last year.
Ugh, winter, it just used to consume me. Or, like, the colder months. The third thing I wanted to do was for us to do something big with the podcast.
Did we do something big?
We monetized it, which I feel like is big.
Yeah.
And we did video episodes.
True.
Was our first time? I was trying to think. Was our first one in 2023? Or was it before?
I remember our very first video episode was the one about careers.
Yeah, what year was that? I don't remember.
I feel like maybe that was over a year ago, you know?
Okay, so ignore that. We didn't do anything big besides monetizing. Just fine.
We didn't do shit.
So maybe one to take on for next year. But in terms of 2024, the three ways that I want to push myself out of my comfort zone is, one, I finally want to move to London. I feel like I've been saying it for ages, but I'm making it an effort. This year, Ed and I will move to London / buy an apartment. It will happen.
Oh my god, that's wild. That's big. So,
that will happen. Yeah, future caught up, get your shit together and move to London, because you can't keep saying you're going to move to London and then not. People will get annoyed. Second.
You're only going to be listening to this in a year, so by then it's probably too late, if you haven't.
I mean, future car, like, not in a year's time. As in a couple of months. Okay. The next one is, I do want to prioritize the podcast. I said boss girl mode energy.
OMG. Queen.
I feel like this year we need to treat it like... So, again, I've had, like, realizations because I'm talking to my cousin and she's very, like, boss girl energy. Mm. And she was like... And I was like, oh, but we struggle with time. Like, I'm, like, busy with work in the morning or whatever. And she was like... She's like, people do it. And I'm like, fair. So,
facts.
I think I need to not use time as an excuse. Because if I really wanted to, I will make the time for it. And I do want to. Because I really do enjoy the podcast. So, but obviously be kind to ourselves, you know.
If but, she wanted to, she would.
Honestly, but true, you know.
Yeah.
Because I do think, I mean, like, the Podmas was a perfect example. Like, if we wanted to, we could.
Yeah, so true. If someone had told us before, you can upload an episode every 2 days.
I know. Also, I'm sorry, December was also a crazy month, like, work-wise, yeah. It was so busy, there's always events, like, there was so much going on, so the fact that we did it made me realize, like, time in this example, it can be an excuse. So, obviously, I mean, and it would be cool, because then next year, we can actually say we did something big with the podcast, depending on what it is, I don't know. And then the third thing that, this is kind of deep, but I said, I want to learn how to cope with being a supportive figure to my parents. Just because I feel like this year was a bit learning on the go, and I feel like I just want to try, I don't know how, maybe through therapy again or something, but like try find a way to improve how I handle certain situations so that I can be more of a support to those around me rather than maybe, but also it can happen where you're just going through it and trying to figure it out, but I just want to be better to those around me.
Yeah, to be fair, it is difficult though, because I feel like with parents you're so used to them being almost like this untouchable role of them giving you support and them helping you through things, and I think we've gotten to the stage in life already where we realize they're just humans, you know, we've shifted out of it.
Yeah, and that we have the ability to be, like, to help them and talk through things with them and, you know, be their friend. Because they need that as well, you know, just because they're old doesn't mean they have everything figured out. So, even if it's through, like, how I communicate with them or the right things to say to support them, I don't know, I just want to make sure I'm being there for them the way they need me.
Yeah, I'm sure you already are, but I feel like that's also always a good goal to have.
Yeah. So, that is it.
That is it.
That is it. That is all.
What do you want to do more of in 2024? And I guess, what did you want to do more of in 2023? And did you fucking do it?
So, in 2023, I wanted to start and finish a personal creative project.
Ooh.
When I said this, I think I had something bigger in mind, like a big project. But I will say that I kind of did this because I mentioned this in the other episode, but... I tapped into digital art for the first time, and I feel like I taught myself how to do it, explored with brushes, like mediums, whatever. So it wasn't, I don't think, like a massive start to finish project, but it was like a project that I kind of tapped into. So that's that. I wanted more outdoor time, which again, I think this year was filled with outdoor time for me. I think also it helps coming home because we're literally always outside when we're here. Like when I think of summer this year, the good parts, a lot of it was like outdoors in fresh air, and then going more on walks and stuff, which is good. Another thing I wanted to do more of in 2024 was learn some skills. I said video editing and content creation. We didn't tap into video as much as we wanted to.
Yeah.
I think that was one of my things. I was like, oh, we can do YouTube and do this and do this. But obviously life got in the way, I think. But I guess we've been trying more with like TikTok and kind of like figuring out. Because I think when we first started, it's not that deep. But anyways, when we first started TikTok, it was a bit like, what do we post? Like, what do we want to do? So it's just like learning what works well for us. So it has been a bit challenging and like exciting at the same time. So I also wanted to do more, like go to more music and live events and like theater and stuff, which I did loads of this year, actually. I went to see the Cabaret, I think that's what it's called. I saw Moulin Rouge as well. I went to see my first ever panto, which is fun.
I've never been to one.
Have you not?
No.
And then me and you, we went to Remember Monday's concert.
Yes.
So
that was so cool. That was a big win for me.
Managing that was just such a fun day.
A country music concert.
Honestly, I just enjoyed watching you fangirling. So it's
oh my god, I had the best time.
Yes. And then the last thing I wanted to do was do something that I haven't ever done before, and I wasn't really explicit about it. So I guess technically therapy was one of that.
Yeah.
One of those things. Digital art was another thing. And then also cycling, which I did towards the end of the year, but it's something I've never done before.
Yeah, that's so cool.
So, yeah.
I think
despite everything, I did do kind of what I set out to do, even if it wasn't the scale of what I wanted it to be. So, yeah, it was good.
I love that.
In terms of 2024... I think I've toned it down a little bit. I don't want these, like, projects. Well, I kept start and finish a creative project because I liked having that challenge this year. So I don't know what it's going to... It could be big or small, but I think that was, like, a fun thing to have as a goal. So I want to keep that. I said create new memories and try new things. So I just want to do more, even if it's, like... traveling or doing more activities with friends and stuff. So that's, I have like create new memories, try new things, and then plan some wholesome activities with friends, and then spend time with parents, which I think I will do, and then practice gratitude. I think it's a big thing I want to focus on this year, because I think my negative mindset did really take over in 2023, so I just want to keep that behind and try be more appreciative of everything in my life. And I've added challenge myself with the podcast and work.
I love again that.
I feel like I can make more concrete goals to make that easier. But yeah, I think I'm a bit comfortable at work now, so I obviously it's good to be comfortable, but at the same time, if I can push myself, I don't know what that looks like, but I do want to feel challenged, or if it's not with work, with the podcast, you know, because I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too comfortable with the comfort. So
that's a good goal to have.
Yeah. No matter the scale, like it doesn't have to be something massive. If it is, great. If not, even if it's like little things of like pushing myself, I think I want to do that.
Yeah.
What about you, my darling?
So 2023, what I wanted to do more of, I did say podcast content creation, which
we, again, you have.
We did, yeah. And especially because obviously you did quite a big pause in like summer.
Yeah, you had to keep the podcast alive by yourself for like 6 weeks.
And I guess that's also like for like what your cousin said, like I think I've just been social media manager inefficiently for quite a long time this year. And yeah. I think in a way, like, that also proved to me, like, oh, I can do it. You know, it was, in a way, that was also creatively, like, finding new things to do and create. Like, I think that was fun, and I'm proud of myself and kind of, but also I think it's amazing that maybe, you know, that we're going to approach it a bit differently next year. And then I said YouTube videos again. We uploaded like 2 videos last year, this year, I think. Not even, maybe. No, 2 videos.
Yeah.
Let's see if that's going to come. I'm not promising anything for next year. I would love to. Like, I would love to just record memories for memory's sake. And actually, because I edited the video episode that I did with Isabella for Podmas, and that was actually really easy. Like, I found a good editing software, aka CapCut, because I found out that it's available on your desktop, and I was like, wow, this is so easy. Because before also, I was using iMovie.
Also, you did two video episodes in the Spotify offices.
Oh, so, yes.
Actually, no, you did a lot.
You should be very, very proud.
And that's been really fun, actually. Like, I've loved everything content-wise that we've been able to, even, like, Podmas and stuff. I said sleep more than 7 hours. At points, that really didn't happen. Like, I, at some points, was health-wise, like, breaking down this year because everything was, like, so... so it was really stressful. But, you know what? I tried.
But I feel like you have gotten better. In my mind, I feel like
I have.
You used to sleep at like 2 a.m. and wake up at 5.
I have gotten a lot better. And also living with Marco forces me to have a lot better habits because we go to bed earlier. I can't be on my phone before bed. I'm not on my phone before bed if I'm with Marco. And then we wake up earlier in the mornings and like have our cute morning routine together. So that's actually been really nice.
I love those messages that I get when you're like, okay, I need to go to bed because Marco's mad at me for being on the phone. I'm like, okay, bye.
Yeah, I message a lot more when I'm not with Marco, that's for sure. I said approaching my money in an organized, non-stressful or judgmental way, prioritizing how I spend my money. And I actually think this was a big year of, I started tracking my money for the first time. Like, I got a credit card for the first time. I started investing. And I'm really proud of that. That went well. And it was so helpful and so necessary for my move, because anyone who's moved and has had to go like a couple of months also without salary and stuff, like, thank fuck I put that time and effort in the beginning of the year to like get my shit sorted, really make that a priority. So I am glad that I did that. And I really don't feel as stressed about it. I think even just having an overview of things and like keeping track of where things are makes me less stressed, and I think that's been quite helpful. And also that, like, just having like an Excel spreadsheet, you know. And I said some other very vague things, and I really want to not do that this year. I think this year I want to set very concrete, specific goals versus like, you know what I wrote here? Believing in myself, acts of kindness, allow myself to feel joy. Blah, blah, blah. Like, it's just, like, so vague, you know? It's like, okay, cool. Like, obviously I want to do that.
Yeah, they're harder to actualize, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not concrete enough. It's not giving specific. I said I want to do
more
reading.
It's not giving iconic, I did that. You know?
It's not giving iconic. So, what do I want to do more of this year? I said I want to see more family. I don't know if this... I think this is more specific than believe in yourself.
Believe yourself. Visit family at least 3 times.
I mentioned this in my last episode, but I really want to... I just don't think I've seen them enough in the past year. Like, especially, like, my extended family.
Yeah, and I love this goal for you.
I really want to make that more of a priority because they're so special and you just never know how much time you have in, like, the specific constellation that exists right now. So...
Okay, Leo, I need you to keep talking, and my laptop's gonna die, so you keep talking
okay.
I'll bring you with me.
Okay, I also said I want to travel more for traveling's sake, because, again, I think I mentioned this, but I've traveled a lot this year for long distance, business, and that's obviously cool, like, good for me, but also, I got to a point where I was just like, oh my god, I literally don't want to pack, I don't want to fly, I'm sick of it, and I want to take this year as, like, to be excited again about traveling and to be going places because I want to explore something new or because it's, like, a trip with friends, so I'm excited. I definitely know a couple of trips that I want to do next year, and I'm already buzzing for them. What else? I want to do more, like, movement exercise in, like, a health and mind-focused way. Because, again, I think I really noticed this year how helpful exercise is just, like, for my general state of being versus, like, anything to do with appearance. And I think especially yoga and Pilates, and Amsterdam just has great studios that are so close to me. So I really just... I want to do that. And... I don't know. I've also said, this kind of, like, goes in line with, like, the podcast as well. I said create authentic and challenging to myself podcast content. So we said a while back that we wanted to create like a bit more like series type content, like researching things, and I really just want to see the podcast as like it's our outlet, it's like our diary, and I want to see it as like my medium or like my opportunity to do things that I want to do but maybe I'm scared to do otherwise, or I'm too lazy to do otherwise. So whether it's like researching a specific figure or researching a specific movement or looking into something or reading a specific book for book club that, you know, I want to read but I'm, you know, can't bring myself to read, just being selfish with it almost. And just challenging my mind in that way. And I'm excited for it. And also, I guess, I mean, I think we're very honest on the podcast, but I feel like just bringing even more of like that diary focus into it, where it's just so unfiltered stream of consciousness, whatever the fuck is on our mind.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for it. Okay. Next is, what do you want to do less of in 2024? What about you?
Okay, give me two minutes.
Kara is struggling. Do, 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 do.
Ah, it's charging. I wanted less time on my phone.
Oh.
I don't know if I achieved that, to be honest. And I wanted to be less anxious, and lol, no. I'm probably more anxious now. I'm definitely more anxious, but for different reasons, I think. So.
That's a win in itself.
Is it? I don't know. It's just so interesting, though, because I think I want to, like, I had anxiety about smaller things, I think, and now my anxiety is actually bigger and scarier, but then I guess it's removed the smaller anxiety. So yeah, it's weird. I think I'm just going through it. But in terms of 2024, I have three things. I want to drink less alcohol. And I think I definitely am saying this now at the end of the festive period, when drinking was just like, we did it almost every time I went to the office, we would stay out drinking.
Oh.
And I think I just feel a bit like exhausted from, alcohol is not good for you, so I think I'm just like feeling the effects of a month of drinking.
Very fair.
Yeah. Two, I want to stop letting the negatives of life consume me. I feel like that's definitely been a theme in this episode and the last episode. And then three, I want to have less anger and holding on to, like, if someone hurts me or if someone annoys me, not letting that like ruin my day or like holding on to those moments. I think I just want to be at peace with myself and whatever, realizing that like any negativity that's around me is not a reflection of me and what I'm trying to attract in my life. It's a reflection of them, and that's okay, and just keeping a distance from it, you know?
Yeah.
Very specific.
Preach, sister.
Preach, sweetie.
Okay, what did I want to do less of in 2023? I wanted to do less mindless social media consumption. I probably did still mindlessly consume social media. I think this is just such a struggle, and it's just the most pointless waste of time. I actually think certain social media platforms are actually just the devil. It's so useless in terms of like, I will never feel like I spent my time wisely being on there. Even just like, I'm talking like short form content specifically, I think image content, like even like watching stories or Pinterest, doesn't affect me in a negative way, but
yeah,
I guess maybe that, I mean, to be fair, Tumblr had all sorts of negative effects, but I did enjoy it for like what it was at the time. But I think like Reels and TikTok, I don't know, I just think they're like mind-numbing, and I probably again did a bit too much of that this year, and I'm not even gonna set that as a goal for next year, though. It's just like a continuous goal to do less of that. I did like delete TikTok for the first time like since I downloaded it again. And I really enjoyed that. I think I've been going on TikTok actually a lot less, like, since I downloaded it, because I then removed the impulse.
You got used to the,
And now it's on my phone again, but I honestly just, like, haven't been on it at all. And I've been enjoying that. Have not missed it. So, and maybe I want to do that a bit more. Like, actually, maybe even just doing, like, an Instagram-free week, or maybe even just a weekend, and where you just completely delete the app to, again, like, remove the impulse. I also said, what do you want to do less of FOMO? That's interesting that I thought I had FOMO in 2022. I can't really think of many instances of FOMO last year, so I guess I did that. Being scared of money, talking or thinking about money, I feel like I've done that quite well this year. And overthinking decisions, I make negative self-talk, saying yes to everything. Interesting.
You're like, girl, you were going through it in 2022.
I do think I've gotten better at, like, setting my boundaries and, like,
agreed,
not going to everything. And self-talk, I've obviously had, like, my ups and downs with it, for sure. On the whole, it's probably more positive. Again, I think that also comes with, like, being older. Mm-hmm. And I think every year my relationship to myself becomes a bit more well-informed, well-rounded, and less polar opposites, you know, less like the super highs and lows, and more just accepting of, like, the whole being. And I think I'm a little bit better at the decision making overthinking as well. That's probably still, like, a rough point of mine. Like, I will ruminate over decisions for too long. I think what I want to do less of this year, comparison for sure, like, virtual and in real life, again, just, like, goes back to, like, the focusing on myself aspect.
Mm-hmm.
What I mentioned in the last episode, like, non-constructive and irrational self-criticism, and mainly just, like, getting overwhelmed or anxious over small things that really, like, don't have importance in the long run and will sort themselves out anyways. So,
yeah,
just chill the fuck out, Leo. Just chill the fuck out.
Love that.
Okay, next question. What are five things you want to accomplish in 2024? This is basically the resolutions. Basically, what are your resolutions?
I've clearly messed up the numbers, because I have, what are three things you want to accomplish in 2024?
Oh, maybe I just, like, expanded accidentally in my last notes. Love That's it. So funny.
So in 2023, I wanted... For 2023, I wanted to grow at work. I wanted to get a promotion, which I did, so check. I wanted to have a productive podcast year, which I feel like we did. Especially with Podmas.
Yeah.
And the book club. And then the third one I wanted to accomplish was to have a better relationship with myself, which, again, is very, very broad. and I guess I would say I do, because... I think I've just learned a lot about myself this year. The goods and the bads of it. And I think I'm just like, you know what, you're doing your best, sweetie.
sweetie.
I think I'm at the stage now where I'm like, I don't have energy to hate myself. You know, I just, like, don't. It's such a waste of time.
Yeah.
Such a waste of mental space. I really don't give a shit
That's
anymore.
So it. That's iconic.
Iconic. I fucking iconic. So yeah, I think I just, like, I don't care that much anymore. Like, this is me. If
this is me.
If you're not, this is real. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be
now.
I'm gonna let the light shine on me.
Yes.
But, like, facts. You know?
Facts.
Demi,
that was also, like, iconic.
Demi Lovato's speaking the truth. But yeah. In terms of this year, again, I made them more realistic and tangible.
Yes. We are here for the tangible goals.
I'm setting myself a reading challenge, which is kind of scary. Ooh. But I'm gonna do it. Okay. Me next year will be like, you did it. Okay. I want to read 30 books this year.
Yes.
Which is a lot for me, because I think the most, I think this year I maybe read like 17 or 18 books, maybe.
That's so close.
So I can, if I just push my, it's not, how close is it, Leo?
When I started my sentence, I thought the goal was 20, but then I realized that the goal was 30.
You're like, actually, fuck. You're fucked. don't think it's that close, but we're trying. You know what, though? I was going to set it as a 20 reading, 20 books, but that's not challenging enough. Because it's just two more. I'm going to read queen. Probably... I was going to say I'm going to read two more by the end of the year, which is not true at all. But, yeah, I'm going to... This is where I'm pushing myself.
I love it.
Love it. Okay, the next one, which I don't know, Leo, how realistic this is. But I want us to do at least 5 video podcast episodes.
Okay, I think that's realistic.
I reckon we will do more, but I wanted to lower it so that it's achievable.
Yeah, I think that's good. That's solid.
I definitely, like, I know we wanted to do it this year and life happened, but I think next year, you know what, now in hindsight, we've moved countries, so it's long distance, so it's probably a bit harder to do it, but we can do it.
Yeah.
And then the third thing is that I wanted to do an in-person event for the podcast.
Oh my god.
Again, I don't know what that looks like, but I think we should plan something because the last one we did was so much fun.
Yes.
And I think it will be nice to, like, meet everyone and stuff. So maybe that will take some time this year, but a good goal to have.
For those of you who don't know, like, who maybe have followed us this year, we did a book club event in London. Not this year, but last year, in, like, October or something. Yeah. And that was actually probably, like, one of the best things I've ever done in my life. Like, that was really cool.
Same. Like, the fact that people came from the airport just to come see us, I was like, this is mind-blowing.
And everyone we met was so, so nice, and it was just so cool. That was really cool. I'd love to do it, like, probably in London again. I'm assuming, like, that's where most of, like, the biggest portion of people would be in one place. I don't know, or Amsterdam. Also, let us know, like, what type of event you'd want to see, whether it be like a book club again or something different. Like, I feel like we actually got a suggestion from someone being like, oh, you should organize a trip, and that would be I think that's like a big picture goal. Like, how cute would be like a cozy cabin trip with like a small group of people,
with everyone,
like 5 to 10 girls or something. That would be iconic. That's a
maybe in a five years.
Yes. Okay. Same page.
Okay. What about...
One day.
Okay. Do you think those are achievable?
Yes. Very achievable. Very good goals. Okay. Still challenging, though. So that's good. Yeah.
Okay.
Proud of you.
Thanks. What about...
Queen. Okay. So I just went on my, like, other Notion page from, like, where we did, like, the 2021 review. And... No, I guess, no, 2022 review and 2023 resolutions. And this is crazy because I can see what my 2022 goal was for the podcast. And it was like to grow and work on the podcast. What?
Yeah, I think I remember it. It was like hitting, you say it.
Yeah, 10K listeners. That was the goal. And I think we're now at like over 200K listeners, that is.
Yeah.
Which is different from like actual, you know, followers that like have hit follow, which... Maybe we say it just for the documenting of it. But I think we're at like 56K, which that in itself is like a fucking massive, massive number.
Yeah, wait, let's see how many.
That's so wild. That's so cool.
Isn't it crazy? Because I remember us being like 10K, no way. And then now.
Which is a lot of people, if you actually think about it, of like everyone being in the same place.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Anyways. So in 2023, my resolutions were get better at knowing my energy levels and setting boundaries, schedule rest, not when it's needed, but before then. I've kind of gotten better at that.
I think you have, because I feel like you're less exhausted. I feel like you used to burn out and be like, I literally need to be in bed all day. But I feel like you haven't had, even though there was a lot going on, I still feel like you... planned it better, and maybe what's helped is that the activities that you've been doing have been less like exhausting, if that makes sense.
Yeah, also actually living here, I feel like I've had a really good balance of things, so that's a pro. Yeah, so okay, I'll give it a tick. I said move in with Marco.
Oh my god.
So she did it. I'm very excited about that. I also said I wanted to read more classics and good writing, minimum 50 books, which I did that. The girl did that.
Done. Did it.
I said, this is interesting. Continue to work on my career, salary, job title, exploring the field I want to work in. And to be fair, I did all that. I got a new job title. I actually think I got 2 new job titles because I also got a new job when I was still at Samsung. I got a salary promotion. And I've kind of shifted. I'm still in the same field, but I'm working on a different area. So I'm also challenging myself in that realm, which... It's always good. We love it.
That's good.
And okay, I said some other things which we don't have to go into. Then this year, again, I wanted to make it more specific. I want to read 5 German books. And I said, right, that I wanted to spend more time with family, close and extended. So I've said, I want to visit Hamburg at least 3 times. And I want to go to Osnabrück, which is the town where my grandparents and aunts, uncle, cousins, whatever, live, minimum 2 times. So okay. I think that's achievable.
That is, yeah.
But again, a lot more than, I think this year I went to Osnabrück once and Hamburg like twice or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Want to get B2 level in Italian, already said that. Want to read 65 books. That's going to be challenging, actually, because I think I read a lot this year. Like,
yeah.
And, oh, I think maybe that's, to be fair, okay, that's actually not that lofty, because this year I read 61 or 62. So I guess it's not that much more than this year. But I think maybe why I set that goal is because this year I had a lot of time to read in, like, airports and travels, and I'm assuming that I'll have less time of that. And also, I set a bit lower because I don't want to just read content at speed. Like, I also want to make sure that I have some time to read some, like, you know, more complex books, which are probably going to take me a lot longer.
Yeah.
I want to make Amsterdam my home. A bit of a big goal. But I hope that, like, in a year's time, I'll look back at this and be like, yeah, you know what? I do feel like the city is my home now.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever that means. Whatever comes with that. And I want to visit 2 new countries or cities. Ideally, obviously, countries. I think that'd be really cool. But I'll take cities. And I think, again, that's very achievable. So, but countries would make even cooler. And I also did say push myself out of my comfort zone. Oh, I was supposed to only say 3 things, wasn't I? these are just all of my resolutions.
Go for it.
I want to push myself out of my comfort zone with movement. So I've heard of this, like, running club in Amsterdam from actually, like, a new friend of mine who also listens to the podcast. And she goes to this running club every Saturday. And I was like, that's cool. You know, I kind of want to do something which is, like, a bit different.
Yeah.
And I joined a running group in London, like, way back in the day. And that was so fun. Like, you just run. It's, like, low pressure. And then afterwards you go get coffee and pastries, which
I love that. Just
a beautiful weekend.
It's the reward.
Exactly. So, yeah. Cute.
I love those.
Oh, you know what? Podcast-wise, I really want to do not only Podmas again next year, I also want to do, like, either Podtober, or, which is basically, like, spooky season, like, all... I think we thrive on, like, autumnal content. I think that'd be really cute. Yeah. Or what we're talking about is, like, doing something Valentine's. For Valentine's. And please help us, like, brainstorm ideas for this series, because I was thinking about it, and Valentine's sounds shit.
Valentine's? I mean,
like, how do you call it? Pod Valentine's? Febmas?
Pod Tine?
Like, it just, it's all not giving.
What do people love do, miss? Though?
I don't know. I don't think this is a very common concept.
Doesn't the miss come from, like, Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
So it has to be, like, love...
Oh, no, because it's, like, vlog... Oh, yeah. Me being stupid. Pod. Valenpod.
No.
Podentines.
Maybe something Pod-ines. That doesn't have pod in it. Like, we could just be like Love Week or something. Blech. A week of love.
A week of love. The matcha love. Matcha love.
Maybe we just call it like
the Love Diaries. Love Diaries. That's kind of
I was
cute.
Literally just thinking that.
Oh my god.
We're on
live brainstorm. Anyways, we wanted to do, like, a series where we do probably, like, not every second day like Podmas was, but just, like, a series of more episodes than you'd usually get from us within, like, a 1 to 2 week period, all about, like, different types of love and lots of different lovey-dovey cool episodes.
love.
Oh, and I want us to start the historical figures.
Yes, we're definitely doing that. We're doing this, the, like, researchy series where we choose a topic and we dive into it and learn with each other.
Yes. And I actually also had on my goal list to, like, host 1-person event. So, you know,
okay,
what?
And do you agree with the 5 page. And then the prioritizing video episodes as well?
Yeah. I'm good with that.
We have to push ourselves with that one.
Guys, push ourselves. Push us.
Not refuse physically. To listen to us unless it's video.
No!
No! Don't. Don't. I take it back.
That means they don't listen to like 99% of the episodes. That'd be really sad.
Stress.
Okay. I'm excited for this year, you know?
I'm scared.
Why are you scared?
Because I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh my god. Trauma. Good things and bad things. And medium things.
Hopefully good things. I really, really hope.
I feel very positively for all of us.
Yeah, me too.
The change is in the air. The air is a changing.
And whatever happens, we'll all get through it. And we'll all support each other. Because that's
what we're all in the same boat.
All about. Well, probably not all of us, but...
And you know what? We are 1 year wiser than we were last year. So that's really good. That's very positive news for all of us.
Yay, we're aging.
That can only mean we're gonna react to things better than we would have done last year.
You'd hope.
One would hope. I have faith in us.
I have faith.
And again, we're just all in it together.
Struggling. Can we add one more goal for each other?
Go on.
Can we try to see each other at least how many times? I don't know. At least 5 times.
I think 6 times. That's every second
half the
month.
Year. Yeah. Okay, let's do that. Very... 6 times.
Yeah. We're definitely seeing each other in Jan because I'm coming to London.
And February.
And we're going to see each other in Feb because we're going to go away.
Yes. Theater. And then summer, you're going to come to Jordan again.
Yes. And then we're going to plan some other things.
We have to.
Already 3 out of 6 are planned.
Sorted. Love that.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
thanks for everyone. Like, if you listen to a lot of the episodes this year, I want to say thank you.
Yeah.
And 2024 will be just as exciting, and we hope that you join us along the year. And yeah, we're very grateful for every single one of you.
Yeah.
And that is
it. Yeah, thank you so much. And I guess at the point when this episode is coming out, we're speaking about it like this year is 2023, but by the
point
that
this episode is out,
it's going to be 2024. We're recording this on the 29th of December. But yeah, thank you so much for listening, sticking with us this last year. And also let us know like what you want to see more of this year content wise from us. We're probably still gonna do whatever we have said we're gonna do, but it'd be cool to know why can I like I'm literally blabbering so much shit right now. Anyways, we
that was so that was such a sassy comment, like let us know, but we're gonna do what we want to do. Okay.
I know, I was saying it, I was like, I kind of don't mean that, you know,
you're sassy. Sassy Leo.
No, yeah, just let us know. I'd be curious, like topics or styles of episode, types of episode. If we do video, which I guess you set ourselves as a resolution, so we kind of
it will
do
happen.
Now. Like, what type of video would you want to see? I don't know.
Yes.
All of that. I am interested. I promise.
Oh my God, I want to know.
Lightninged.
Maybe that's our cue. The universe is like, you guys have been talking for too long.
Shut the fuck up. Okay. We love you guys very, very much.
And we will speak to you next week.
Speak to you next week. Bye.
Bye.